Hare Krishna. Murli Manohar from Soho Street asks a question. He says that a Prabhupada disciple, Sannyasi, questions the validity of the counselor system because it wasn't something that Srila Prabhupada had told us to do or inaugurated. Alright, let's talk about the greater principle of the many things that we do in our Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada didn't specifically tell us to do, but is are okay because they're part of Prabhupada's greater instructions. So Prabhupada had given general instructions, and from those general instructions, he allowed us and expected us to flesh them out, and keeping in harmony with Prabhupada's intent and mood, that we spread the Krishna consciousness movement in that way. For instance, Prabhupada didn't tell us to have kirtan melas, but Prabhupada told us to chant Hare Krishna, and encourage the devotees to chant Hare Krishna as much as possible. Prabhupada didn't tell us to have, for instance, a Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, or different seminars and courses that devotees take. The Prabhupada told us to study the philosophy and make sure that devotees are educated in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, both of these things are in accordance with Srila Prabhupada's greater desire. And so it goes on in so many ways. Prabhupada didn't tell us to eat pizza, but we do eat prasad. He told us to eat prasadam, so we offer pizza to their lordships, and in that way we eat prasadam. Similarly, now if we come particularly to the counselor system, Prabhupada didn't tell us, yes, you should start a counselor system. On the other hand, Prabhupada gave so many instructions on how it's the responsibility of senior devotees to give guidance to younger devotees, how devotees in general should have sadhu sangha, and for strengthening the spiritual lives, for developing a harmonious Vaishnava community, for educating ourselves in the principles of Krishna consciousness, for so many reasons. And the counselor system is just that. It's sadhu sangha, it's devotee care. These are things that Srila Prabhupada personally encouraged his disciples and followers, and therefore it should be done. It must be done. It's a wonderful thing, something that I and certainly many of the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement support. So there's niyama agraha and niyama agraha. There's looking at things in a too narrow way, and there's looking at things in a too broad way. If someone understands the mood and the direction of Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then they'll recognize what are the things that Srila Prabhupada really would encourage us to do, even though he personally didn't tell us to do it. Just like Prabhupada didn't necessarily tell us to open a temple in Budapest, but Prabhupada told us to open centers all over the world and to preach Krishna consciousness. So how are Srila Prabhupada's general instructions applied in specific circumstances, and how are they not meant to be applied? These are a matter of Krishna consciousness, of realization, and someone studies Srila Prabhupada's many, many instructions on how he emphasized the importance of sadhu sangha, of devotee care, of ensuring that devotees who come to Krishna consciousness don't then again leave. Aurobindo value the importance of the counselor system. Hare Krishna.